Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Crossing Boundaries, Episode 1. In this episode of Crossing Boundaries, we give you Crossing Corners, presented by Tyler Jones.
Have you ever thought about what really defines American population? Television, skyscrapers, the Super Bowl, and Twinkies are all great wonders of American culture or corporate culture. But many of us overlook that the American population was and is made up of immigrants. Take a look around the city and you see a great sea of people from all corners of the planet working and consuming. In fact, our nation was founded on immigrants. Today, when people think about immigration, they think about the new bills being passed about illegal immigration and many racist austerity. But today, I chose to take a dive into the life of a Puerto Rican immigrant who's recent to American society. A thing that people undermine what it's like to be coming from a new country and take for granted this big step. So let's look into the daily life of one student. In the following interview, I recorded a conversation I had between an SLA student who is a Puerto Rican immigrant.
I'm Saribel, and I am from Puerto Rico, and right now I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So I moved here like 8 months ago, on July 5th, to be more exact. And I moved here because, well, first of all, I didn't want to move here. My mom wanted to because I have a brother, and he has like a mental condition, like autism he has. So in Puerto Rico, we don't have the treatments for him. So we had to move here because here they have like treatments and stuff and medication for him. So we moved here because my mom wanted to.
And we all know how great the American healthcare system is. But compared to other countries, this is the best we got. What do Puerto Rico think of Americans?
Think that we are really different from Americans because, first of all, like what they're used to, like in Puerto Rico, we think of Americans like really, I don't know, like free, like freedom and money, and we think you guys are really wealthy.
I had to ask, what's different between Puerto Rican and American culture?
They're really different cultures. Like, okay, there are some things, like, of course, we do, like, same, like, some similarities?
Yes.
Yeah, but there are, like, a lot of differences. We are, especially what I just noticed the most is that we are so loud, and Americans are, like, really quiet, and I don't know, they're different. Everyone has like their own life, and in here you can have more privacy and you can be like yourself. In Puerto Rico, that's different because everyone's like, if you do something, everyone will notice it, and they will start like talking. And if I don't know, sometimes you feel like you can't even be yourself. We're really different because Americans are like more distant. And in Puerto Rico, we think that family is, like, the first thing, and we're really close. And I don't know, our culture is pretty different. We are, like, really loud and happy, and we're always, like, I don't know, in parties and whatever.
I asked her what pressures she faced in American society adjusting to it.
I don't think there are, like, any pressures because, right, like, I am myself. I don't have like a mask or something, but there is one pressure, and it's the pressure of living in a different country and the pressure of speaking another language that I don't feel like really
confident.
Yeah, confident with, because obviously English is not my first language. But I don't know, I feel like that would be the only pressure, like speaking another language and living here, because I am here, but I actually want to be in Puerto Rico with my family, but I can't.
Yeah. Interesting. It turns out language is important than you think. Does she think it's important to fit into American society?
It is important because this is the country I'm living in right now, and I don't want to be like, I don't want to feel like weird or that I don't belong here. Like, even though I do feel like that because it's really different and it's kind of difficult for me to get used to everything in here. But at the same time, it's really important and I really want to. And I don't know, because it's the country I'm living in right now. And even though you can be like yourself and you have a lot more freedom in here, it's difficult. It's important for me to fit in because I'm living here right now. And I don't know, I feel good at the same time because I have friends, and that's pretty cool because I can, like, I think that it's difficult for someone to make, like, new friends being in another country, speaking another language, and I don't know, that's pretty cool.
Friends do make the world a better place. My next question was of white personal interest. How does she compare the Puerto Rican landscape to the American landscape?
Our cities that kind of look like here, like Philly, but not that much. Only like one city, which is like the capital from Puerto Rico. That would be the only place where it looks like a city. The rest is just like, how do you say it? No, like
rural.
Rural. Out of I
country.
I can't say that word. R-U-R-A-L.
R-U-R-A-L. Rural. It's
really rural.
I can never say those words.
Me neither.
I had to, like, force myself.
But yeah, it's really green. We have, like, a lot of trees and forests and stuff. And it's actually pretty, it looks like pretty poor because, obviously, it's a poor country. And we don't have much buildings as everyone, like as you guys do here in Philly. The houses are a lot smaller. I don't know. And it's really different because every time you get out, like you step out of your house, you will see the same faces again and again and again and again because it's a really small country and with small towns, and you basically know everyone from your town, and when you step out of your house, you will see them. But in here, in America, it's a huge country with so many people, and every time I just step out of my house, I see new people, new faces. And the races here in America, there are like African-Americans, Hispanic, white people, Muslims, people from everywhere, and that's really cool. But in Puerto Rico, no. In Puerto Rico, they're like only like Puerto Ricans. We don't see like black or white or I don't know, that kind of people. Diversity. We don't have that. It's just Puerto Rican.
It's interesting to observe that the typical American landscape, the farm setting, the rural, the city, doesn't tend to hold back on influencing the rest of the world. My closing question was to ask how her family is adjusting being an immigrant to the American society, how she really just feels about it in general.
Right now, I'm seriously really homesick, and it's really, for us, it's really difficult because it's a whole new experience. It's so different from what I'm used to. So it's kind of hard, but at the same time, I think it's not impossible because you can, like, fit in, and you just gotta wait because I've been here for less than a year, so I don't think, yeah, I think that's normal, like, being homesick is normal. But yeah, it's pretty difficult and hard for us to get used to America, and but I like it at the same time because it's so different. It's like new and fresh, and you just feel like, I don't know, I like it at the same time. Like, I feel I'm homesick, but I like it.
So there we have it, a crossover into the viewpoints of an immigrant American teenager. As mentioned, America is made up of immigrants. Racial diversity quilts the appearance of our populace, as many new immigrants notice.
It's always interesting to look around the world and share and hear stories of the times.
Wow, what an interesting conversation. On this episode of Crossing Boundaries, we brought you Crossing Borders. Stay tuned in to listen to the rest of our series. Yoo-hoo! Thanks for listening.